Praise 104.1, DC's inspiration station. That's Fred Hammond with I Feel Good. And you know what I also feel good about? It's our beauty and health segment with makeup artist to the stars, Kim Lee. Hey, Kim.
Hey, Cheryl.
Okay, I know that your topic today is skinning and grinning. So tell our listeners what you mean by that.
Well, you know, Cheryl, it's nice and bright outside. And so you know what that means, that sometimes the saints show a little skin and do a little grinning. But for those who are not bold enough to show the skin but still want to grin, I want to just give you some tips on how to keep your teeth white and beautiful and actually look their best. Now, many of you will say, Kim, you know, how come I have these teeth discolorations? They can be caused by lots of things, Cheryl, from tobacco, age, coffee, tea, you know, those stains by antibiotics, like tetracycline and too much fluoride. All of those things can actually cause your teeth to actually stain and not be their whitest. And so, you know, there are a lot of oral care professionals who have come up with whitening options. And these options include some of the following. Many of you already know, lots of over-the-counter systems that I actually love. Crest whitening strips are wonderful. I actually use them daily, Cheryl, and they really do work. People always compliment me on my teeth and how bright and white they are. But I also have tried the at-home bleaching kits, which work really well, too. And these are great whitening options. And usually they come with trays, and you get those made when you go into your office visit. And so it's very important that you are consulting with, you know, an oral care physician, which is, of course, a dentist. Consider these types of things. Now, these trays can be a little expensive, and they're worn from an hour to overnight, and they range from about $300 to about $500. And they give you different strengths of bleach. And so you use those, and they actually can help your teeth to be whiter. Now, for those who have teeth that might not be able to come as white, and you want to do something different, porcelain veneers are always a great option. These are shell-like facings that actually are bonded onto your stained teeth. Cheryl, lots of celebrities are getting into the porcelain veneers, and they actually help to reshape your teeth, to lengthen your teeth, and whiten them, Cheryl. Veneers take a little time. It takes about 6 months to get them, get fitted for them. It's about $700 to about $1,200 per tooth. So if you're, you know, pretty adventurous and ambitious, want to do that, that's a great option. But also, if depending on whatever it is that you'd like to do, I definitely suggest that you keep your teeth nice and bright if you're going to be doing some skinning and grinning.
Thank you, Cam. And if anybody knows me, I'm in the dentist all the time for that very reason.
Cheryl, you have beautiful teeth, so you don't necessarily, I don't think you have to go the porcelain veneers route. I think you're good.
Well, thank you so very much. Now, if you have any questions for Kim, you can text it to beauty at 64636, but you can also check out the full commentary on our website at praisedc.com.